Hello, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 89. I am Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And I've been too busy to play games.
Well, that's what you get for being in construction.
It's not even that, it's just...
being on the Fast Tracks project.
Yeah, it's just really busy.
So, well, I have actually had some time to play games, and the one lately has been Arkham City, which is living up to every bit of hype that I've heard so far. The original Batman Arkham Asylum kind of followed a very Metroid type appeal. You would play through the game, you would have areas you couldn't get to, and as you got so far, you would get an upgrade, which would then allow you to get back into those previous areas. This game is more of a, I still need an upgrade to get to the specific spot, but the upgrades are more experienced, or a mix of the level I've gone this far, and they're experience-based as well to improve some things. For example, like, throughout the level I played, and I got a device that allows me to enable motors or short-circuit people or give thugs a little shock that they're not expecting, which is, you know, it's a non-lethal shock, but it's really fun to do on, say, a person that has a bat or something that's standing in the middle of a bunch of other thugs, because you'll start randomly swinging. Bit of easy free damage. And then later you can upgrade that weapon with experience points. So you have what you need at the basics in order to defeat the game, but then you can, by doing side quests and beating up thugs, you get experience to improve those items, which I find is really nice. The combat system didn't really change from Arkham City, from Arkham Asylum, which is good, because it wasn't broke, don't fix it. So, yeah, and the entire city is basically open to you when you start, assuming you can get past said thugs. And the locomotion of it works real well, with Batman being able to use his grapple hook to get onto the top of buildings and then glide around.
He glides!
It works well.
It's a city glider.
And so far, I'm maybe about 20 or 25% of the way through, and I've already seen Joker, Penguin, Two-Face, Catwoman, Zazz, Riddler,
Zazz,
Insane Killer. Basically, he has killed hundreds of people, and every time he kills somebody, he carves a mark into his skin to represent that death.
I do not recall this guy.
Neither do I. Is he a new one?
He was pretty early on in Arkham Asylum. Next time I turn on the game, I'll look at what his first appearance was for you guys.
Yeah,
because on their profiles it says all that.
He's just one villain that I do not think I've ever heard of before.
Let's see, I've also run into Bane, who Bane's not really a villain in this episode, or in this game. He's marketed as a villain in the new movie, but in the game if I remember from the pre-release, there's a portion where you can eventually actually kind of ride Bane.
Ride?
Yeah, but I haven't really gotten far enough to get to that point, because in the first game there was this serum called Titan. Well, somehow the Titan formula made it into Arkham City, and since it was made from Bane, it was made from the stuff that's injected into him, he finds it, feels it's his duty in order to remove it from the city, because he doesn't want people abusing the formula that makes him what he is. So he knows of 12 canisters, you're supposed to get 6, and he's supposed to get 6, and then you guys meet back up. But so far, the game's entertaining. I'm really enjoying it. I've got a decent chunk into it, and I'm only maybe 20 or 25% of the way through. And I still haven't even figured out what Hugo Strange, which is the guy running Arkham City, is actually up to. And for those who don't know, Hugo Strange is a psychiatrist that knows Batman's secret identity.
Oh, that's never good. Never good if somebody knows your...
The game opens with him throwing Bruce Wayne into jail, which is Arkham City. Okay, for those who don't know this part either, what Arkham City is basically in Gotham, they walled off an entire section of the city and basically made it a giant super prison. And basically it is what are tiger guards, which are the police of the thing, in helicopters looking around it, but they don't do squat. Basically, it's self-policed by the thugs super and supervillains.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
this can't go wrong on any sort of level, can it?
Yeah, Bruce Wayne kind of wanted it shut down for a reason, I think.
Let's just put all the supervillains and thugs together in an unsecured location.
No, it's a secured location.
Well, it's secure, like, the walls keep them in... Maybe.
I think it was built on the theory that these crazy people can never get along well enough to do anything substantial.
So far, that's proved true, too. The supervillains cannot get along long enough to, you know, pool their resources together to escape. They all have their individual gangs, and you can tell who works for who, because, like, Joker's thugs wear clown masks. Penguin's thugs wear hoodies that make them look like penguins. And Two-Face's thugs wear a mask that basically looks like they have, you know, the Two-Face complex. One side white, one side black.
So, they're thugs in a controlled location. Why do they need to wear masks? I guess it's just for, you know...
To differentiate which gang they're in.
Yeah. It's just a differentiation and not, I have to hide my identity, because they're already technically in prison.
Yeah, it's basically just kind of like, you know, their mark of what gang they're in. So, yeah. I'm enjoying the game a lot. The Riddler puzzles are still interesting. Some of them are a lot more difficult than others. And a lot of them, you have to go back later. Fortunately, they made it so you can mark when you find a puzzle on the map, so you don't have to remember where you saw it.
That's always good.
You can then, you know, just follow the map back to where it is.
It's like writing notes in Zelda, but then you don't remember what your handwriting was about.
Well, that was one of the funniest things when, Phantom Hourglass? Yes.
Yeah.
Where you could write notes on the map, and you'd be like, what the hell did I doodle there?
Yeah, that's exactly my point. You're like, I'm going to write this down so I don't forget. And then you still forget. And you're like, what was this scribble?
It's like, what did this mean? Does this mean that there's a treasure chest here that I didn't get, that I needed a special item for? Or was there a fish that I needed to catch?
Death or tasty food?
Cake or death?
I have to take cake, even though I don't like cake. It's a better alternative to death.
Could always go for the chicken.
But that wasn't an option.
Well, they had to run on cake. For those who don't know the reference, check out Eddie Izzard. There's even a Lego version of the Cake or Death skit. Anywho, so, yeah, if you haven't played Arkham City yet, so far it's getting, you know, thumbs up from me. And, I have been able to play some of the Catwoman levels. She does have her own unique playstyle, and she still has her own good way for traversing the city. But, yeah.
So it's living up to its hype.
It is living up to its hype, very much so.
Okay, that's good. I hate all these games that, like, hype, and then you're like, what was everyone talking about here? It's just to move units, wasn't it?
Usually that's what it is.
Well, sometimes they got to. You know, these multi-million-dollar productions are like, some games are just as, if not more expensive than blockbuster movies anymore. So they have to, you know, sell so many units because otherwise they're not going to get what they put into it back and they might not make another game.
Yeah, it's like Lego Universe. It went free-to-play, I think, last year. And I think in January they're closing down the servers because they just don't have enough players going from the free-to-play model to an actual subscription to warrant keeping the game alive.
It has to be hard, too, since it's the whole MMO thing. And it's probably geared more for kids than it is for adults.
Yeah, MMOs are a hard market to break into. I mean, they're really popular, and if you do it right, you can make a lot of money. But the hard part is that whole...
But Blizzard is in the way.
Yeah, Blizzard's in the way. There's the whole doing it right. I mean, half the time anymore, it's not just necessarily the game, but it's the license attached to it. I mean, people like the World of Warcraft world. Blizzard tells a good story, and they have an avid following. The only reason I think Knights of the Old Republic even has a hope of doing it, of doing well against it, is because they have the Star Wars license to help feed that fandom.
Yeah, though, I mean, look at some of the other rivals that there have been to, the other licenses have been, you know, put into MMOs to rival WoW. There's Lord of the Rings, which at the time when the games came out, it was just right after the movie, so it should have been huge. Wasn't that much.
And now it's a free-to-play model.
Star Trek.
Which is going free-to-play. DC Universe, which is now free-to-play. I'm noticing a pattern with almost all MMOs except for... I think Rift is currently currently charging for regularly. WoW, like they need to go free to play.
Well, it's free for the first 20 levels.
Okay, it's free for the first 20 levels, sure. They still have 11 million subscribers.
That's probably how I'm going to goof off on like Christmas break is level a Tauren Paladin just for the heck of it to 20, and that'll be it.
Oh, we got download patches though.
Will you be able to do that even though you already have paid for a subscription?
Do what now what?
Will you be able to do that even though you've already paid for a subscription?
I assume so.
We should experiment.
Well, we can't yet. I don't think we've run out until...
I think this next week it runs out. Which makes me sad. We paid for 6 months, and we didn't play it.
Like, halfway through, even. Not even, like...
No, we played for 6 months, and then I was going to cancel it, but I didn't get to it in time because I didn't realize when it needed to be canceled, and so we got charged again right before we moved into our new house. And I was like, this sucks because this is expensive, and I don't have much of a choice, and then I didn't...
You don't even have a computer good enough, really, to play it for both of you at the same time.
We played a little bit when we first got here, and then it just kind of lost its appeal. I'm just like, I enjoy WoW, but I think I'm looking more forward to Diablo, but I'm kind of still sad about Diablo, because it's the whole, I'm weird, I want to play Diablo by myself, I don't want to play multiplayer.
You can do it by yourself.
Yeah,
you don't have to play with other people.
But you still have to log into BNet.
You just need to be online for their form of their DRM, basically.
That doesn't bother me so much. I already have an internet connection. I'm already using it, so it's not a big deal.
It's amazing how many people that really pisses off.
Yeah. But suppose now you can't really have... You won't be able to just have a character saved on your local computer now, will you?
No.
It'll all be saved on BNet. So,
which is
kind of good because it means you can't accidentally make a non-BNet character like I did once.
Well, you can't accidentally make a non-BNet character. If your computer crashes, you don't lose your character. The only downside is those people that liked to artificially cheat and dupe a lot of items so they could make a super powerful character. So there won't be any of that anymore.
Yeah. I guess one thing that they've had success with WoW, at least in terms of the in-game economy, is that people still use gold as like the fundamental way to transfer wealth around compared to Diablo 2 where it became Stones of Jordan. Like, that was the currency. No one gave a, you know, whatever about in-game gold. What could you use in-game gold for, at in-game?
Once you got to in-game...
Betting? The gambling on the items?
Once you got to in-game, sometimes you had so much gold, it didn't matter.
Well, once you got, like, past Act 1 sometimes, you know, you had enough gold, it didn't matter. You know, you could hire and res your merc as often as needed. And that, you know, that's about it. There's almost no reason to buy items off of, you know, the merchants and stuff in-game because you could usually
unless you
find
got
drops that were
lucky
better.
On a gamble, all your drops were better because there wasn't really good, you know, unique magical items coming from a seller. Anywho, so how's
Full Metal?
Yes, Full Metal Brotherhood going for you guys.
We are practically we're two episodes shy of finishing season 3, or... Part 3. We can just call it Part 3. I don't know how this... Seasons are all weird now. So, yeah. Two episodes away from finishing Part 3. Drastically different. We've got a totally different...
We've really
totally
diverged
different...
from the original plot.
Well, at least from the original anime plot because I've been told this one's supposedly following more closely to the manga, but I never finished the manga completely because I was borrowing it from a friend. So, yeah.
We finally... I don't know if we discussed this before, but the Homunculus Wrath... is a different person in this one. They've kind of switched to some of the characters are, really.
Wrath and Pride are different.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, is Wrath's Identity a spoiler? I mean, is it count anymore?
I would think not, but we have people here who haven't watched it yet, so...
Well, we'll just say Wrath is in the military in this one, and Pride is...
Not who you think it's going to be.
No. And he's really creepy in his, like, kind of, like, the homunculi have kind of, like, their basic form, which they usually walk around, you know, like, Gluttony's the kind of fat guy and such. But they also have kind of this, like, more, like, true form, like, how they were, like, actually created, that they kind of end up going into when they're more in danger in a combat situation. Envy turns into this giant dragon thing.
That has, like, heads poking out all over its body, his body, and a huge mouth, and yeah, it's crazy, it's creepy looking.
Well, because he was, and there's a reason for this, he was made of an alchemist stone, the philosopher's stone that was made using a lot of souls.
Yeah.
And so basically all of those souls are still kind of part of him.
Boy, talk about a way to give one a mental issue.
Yeah.
But, like, Pride's form is
creepy.
It's like kind of similar to Alucard.
Yeah, you know what? Alucard goes into sort of like demonic phase where he's like really shadow with eyes and faces. Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Pride.
Scary.
It's unnerving a bit. We're having fun. We're going to have to get... Unfortunately, only 1, 2, and 3 parts are available on streaming on Netflix. 4 and 5 are available on DVD. And
Part 5
is on long... long wait, because it just came out in, like, mid-August on the DVD, and so there's probably been a little bit of a run, even though it's November now, but that's... It's not even 3 months since it's come out. Oh, that was some news I heard about anime thing that's actually good! Funimation has picked up the rights to do all 8 OVAs of Hellsing Unlimited.
Sweet.
It sounds kind of like they're going to go back through and do it over again.
Because I only got to 2 of them.
There's only technically 4 that have been released here, and we watched all 4 when we were in New Zealand, and then we're like, it can't
be there.
Where's
the rest of it? Yeah, because and it's also like, you know, Disc 5 out soon or something like that. We're like, okay.
Yeah, so
then it never came. We're like, okay, what's going on?
So I had to go online and find that. Well, they just didn't get the rights to 5, 6, 7, or 8, and it's like, okay.
But they're gonna redo 1 through 4.
They said they were getting the original cast back, and Crispin Freeman was going to reprise his role as Alucard, but I don't know if they're going to do 1 through 8 all over again, or if they're just going to do 5, 6, 7, and 8, which they hadn't done before, and just because they said they're going to re-release it, but yeah. It won't be until 2012.
Yeah, I just don't see why they would need to redo the first.
Unless it was the way they had to renegotiate the rights, because they might have renegotiated them again, so that way they could put them on Blu-ray too. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Go to Funimation's website. There's more details there. I was just checking randomly for things, and I was like, oh, look, Hellsing.
Two?
And I was like, well, that's good news, because I kind of always wondered, how does this end? Because the...
And hopefully not the crazy, trippy ending that they put on the original series, which is just like, what?
It's like, okay, we ran out of budget, and we had to end this. That's basically... would summarize that one very well.
Because that one ended... It seemed like it was only a few episodes after the attack on the Hellsing compound, wasn't it?
Yeah, it basically... But it's been so long since I watched it, I kind of, you know, expunged a lot of it. I'm like, oh, yeah. It's like stopping to think sometimes about all the movies I've actually seen, but I'm like, I've only watched that movie once. I don't think I need to ever see it again. Not necessarily because it was terrible, but I just... I only need to watch it once. It's like Black Swan. I watched it once. I don't know if I ever need to see it again, necessarily. It's disturbing.
Okay.
But Hellsing, good news. I can't remember anything else that was interesting. But I got this Italian name wrong. It's Paint It White.
Oh, okay.
And it comes out, like, in a couple of weeks, I think. Mid-November. That was the 15th.
Yeah. Oh, who was it that was... Oh, yes, there's one character in Full Metal Alchemist whose voice actor is,
what's Todd Haberkorn.
And he's the same guy that does Italia, and it's like the same, almost the same sort of character voice that he uses for both of them, and it makes me kind of laugh, because I'm like, oh, Germany! anyway.
Anywho, so let's see.
We got 15 more days till Zelda, or technically 2 weeks. It comes out on a Sunday. Today's a Sunday.
Yep. I need to, actually, with my next paycheck, I need to go pay off my pre-order.
I ordered mine from Amazon. It will charge my credit card when it ships.
I ordered mine from GameStop. I know GameStop has a bunch of cons and it gets a bunch of flack at times. I still like GameStop. I don't know why.
I was just happy because I'm like, I don't have to go out. It gets shipped to me.
I went to the store that's literally on the way home from work, so it's not out of my way.
I mean, there is one that is technically close to us, but I don't want to venture over there. I want to hear it come to me. Come to me. But that means I probably won't get to play it as soon as other people, because...
I want to say, if you pre-order it there, they'd probably do, like, a midnight release thing, and you could literally go at, like, Saturday at midnight, while I'm picking... Or, no, Saturday at midnight.
Yeah, because it comes out on a Sunday.
So, like, you could do that... Oh, what?
What is with Sunday?
I'm going to have to drive far to get it because it's at the damn wrong store. I'm not going to be at work when it comes out. Damn it! I didn't think about that.
Thank you, Nintendo,
Batman, you are not. Only when playing video games, not in real life.
What is with the Sunday release? I just don't understand.
It's Nintendo, they're family friendly, I don't know.
I might actually just change that thing and go like the one that's right by Care Bear's work or something, instead of mine.
Or you can just get it Monday.
Nah.
I mean, I gotta wait. I keep hearing lots of other... Okay, I have to stop going to Zelda Dungeon because I'm just torturing myself because every day I go there, they're like, look at all these new screenshots. Look at all these new zones. And I'm like, I don't want to know.
If you want, I could send you the Nintendo press releases I'm getting that have all this information about Zelda.
They'll just make me cry.
This is just too much, guys. Settle down. It's a freaking Zelda game. You don't have to tell us anything. Everyone will buy it. Yeah. It's like, look, you're Link. You run around with the sword. You kill stuff. There might be a Triforce involved. There you go.
Like, there's a Triforce involved. There's the Master Sword involved. And there's dungeons. We've done it right for the past 20 years. We'll do it right again.
25.
Is 25, that? Yeah.
We've been doing it right for 25 years. We'll do it right again. Trust us.
I don't know. That's what I said about those CDI ones.
Well, they didn't make this
count.
I know.
They lost.
I have to bring up the horror.
Yeah, well, it wasn't so much...
That was Philip's fault.
Yeah, they had the rights to the characters, and that was the one series they decided to butcher, unfortunately.
Well, it's because it was popular. I mean, it makes sense. You're going to use a popular series.
I think they had rights to Mario and, like, Donkey Kong and some other things as well, but it was Zelda that they picked.
I don't know. It was butchered horribly.
Yeah.
And they butchered it three times horribly, didn't they?
Yes, there is the one with
there's
Link.
I thought there were two with Link and one with Zelda. Is that right?
There's one with Link, there's one with Zelda, and then they did the ISO perspective sort of thing.
Oh, ISO?
ISO, yeah.
Well, isometric.
Isometric perspective. So it was like early precursor to 3D graphics, but I can't remember which character it was, but it barely...
So I've never even seen that one. I've just seen...
I've seen only a couple screenshots of it online.
Because what I've seen mainly is the cutscenes. The horrible, blobby, animated cutscenes.
Yes.
Where everyone looks a bit like, what's the word? Melting peanut butter.
But good news I heard is that there are maybe plans to make a unique Zelda title for the 3DS that is not a remake.
That'd be nice. Some more reasons to, own the system that aren't reasons that I played 10 years ago.
Oh, and I've also heard, I did learn that Nintendo reported its first quarterly loss in, like, its history.
It was horrid.
Yeah, it's really, really bad. But it's mostly Japanese yen's doing really good against the US dollar, which doesn't help their exports, which is what mostly that they do because they sell a lot of units outside of Japan. But 3DS didn't go over quite as well as we were hoping. And so, yeah, I forget how many millions of dollars in the red they ended up being for this quarter. And they've cut back, I think, for their next quarter, too.
Yeah, and what I heard, because I actually read a similar, I think a story, either the same story or a similar story, and how game companies, usually they are not used to seeing something in the red in the first quarter, although for Nintendo it's very unusual because I don't think they've posted anything in the red since the SNES. But they usually expect to start seeing, since their year starts, March I think it is? No, April. April is their first quarter. They expect to see profits, third and fourth quarter. But I think Nintendo would have did better with the 3DS had they waited till June to release it, and release it at the same time that they released The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time remake. Because when it launched, let's admit here, their launch titles sucked.
I think that's just it. There's a lot of there's a lot of company support for it, but it's a third party. And anymore, it's like there's this lack of third party that can't seem to fill in, that needs to be there to fill in the gaps in between waiting for those first-party titles that you're really craving. It's like, today we were at, Best Buy, and they had Super Mario Galaxy, the first one, on the Wii as their sample, and we're like, really? And then I start thinking, what other title can you think of that's come out recently that Nintendo would be pushing until, Zelda comes out?
Yeah.
Well, just seems weird they don't have, you know, like, Mario Galaxy 2 or something. Which was still good.
But, yeah, here's Nintendo's problem since, I'm going to say since the GameCube came out. Here's been Nintendo's problem. The systems are slightly underpowered compared to the Xbox and the PlayStation. So developers are doing more with those systems because they're more powerful. Then the Wii came out, and the Wii had a great install base, but the controller is not traditional, so developers have to rethink how they make games, so they either don't even try and they just go to the Xbox and the PlayStation 3 and make a game there, or they try something different and inventive with the controller that just doesn't work. So, hopefully with a slightly more traditional controller, mainly because it has a joystick and buttons on one thing with the Wii U, which, God, who names these? Anywho, with that, they might see some better third-party support because they don't have to completely rethink how they make video games. Which, sure, it's nice to see, you know,
innovation,
but you can't have innovation that forces people to think too far outside their comfort zones when they have a method in their comfort zone to do, because those people just won't necessarily go outside of said comfort zone.
So they can keep making Zeldas. I also watched this silly video that was, you can get go up places faster in Zelda if you roll continuously than if you walk, you do just a straight run before you get Puna. So if you want to get
Ocarina of Time.
I could believe that. Actually, I think I've done that before.
Yeah.
That's like the fact that some people actually went and like really tried to measure it.
They timed it probably. It's like, okay, we're going to follow this route to this location, one time running, one time rolling, and see which is actually faster.
And it's like 12 seconds faster. They went from the entrance of the forest to the entrance of Hyrule Town, and it was like a 12 second difference. I just kind of found it kind of funny.
When you're trying to race around with, like, racing the racing guy, well, then you have the horse by then, but racing, I'm trying to think of other things you have to do that are time-dependent. I know there's another thing you have to
do. You have to take something somewhere within the time or else it's spoiled.
It's the eye drops.
Yeah, it's when you're getting the big Oron sword. You have to get the frog to the guy at the lake within a certain amount of time, and then you have to get the eye drop to the big Goron on the top of the mountain in a certain amount of time.
And of course you can't use the Ocarina of Warp because apparently that takes like 2 hours or something instead of, you know,
maybe the warp system has a unstable element, and maybe warping unstables the elements that actually keep stuff fresh.
Yeah, I don't know. That just always irritates me, because I'm like, oh, hells yeah, I can just use, you know, warp to the fire temple, and I'm like, you know, 2 steps away. And it's like, no, it's spoiled. I'm like,
it's because what? The magic spoils it. Yeah, I'm still looking forward to Zelda. Go, go, Zelda.
Yes, we are well aware of this by now.
She is Zelda Queen. She's going to be excited. And this is the first major Zelda title in... When did the Wii come out? 4 years ago?
No. It came 2006, wasn't it?
6 years
ago. It was right before we got married when
your mom
braved the weather. You know, drove in the blizzards to get to the Walmart to buy your brother a Wii. Because had one in stock.
It's going to be the first, what I view as the first major Zelda release in 6 years.
Yeah. Everything else has been portable.
Portable, not as epic of a game, I guess, is what you could put it as.
Yeah.
I don't know. Spirit Tracks has been feeling pretty epic because I still can't get through that last temple.
Anywho, temple. That's about all I have. How about you guys?
I don't think I have anything else to talk about.
Unfortunately, based off of the entries on our last contest, none of our listeners actually survived the zombie apocalypse.
Most unfortunate.
So, hopefully some new ones will be listening to this podcast. That way we can regain our audience.
Hopefully they're not ones that want brains too badly.
Anywho, so, have a great week. We'll see you all soon. Don't forget to visit us at thegameslave.com, where you can check out our articles, our store, and you can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at thegameslave. In the meantime, game on!
Game on!
Game on!